T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Time for the Hawks General Manager Report with Landry Fields.
Brought to you by your Atlanta area BMW centers, providing legendary performance, exceptional offers, and a premium ownership experience. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Visit BMWATL.com today.
The Atlanta Hawks head to New York for back-to-back games against the Knicks and the Nets. And as they head out on the road, we welcome into the show with John and Hugh, the General Manager of the Atlanta Hawks, Landry Fields, who joins us this morning. Hey, Landry.
Landry.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
No, Landry, how are you doing?
Yeah, I could definitely be better. It's like I'm joining you guys after losses. It's a tough gig, but hey, man, I'm all right. Life is still good and still kicking here, so very thankful. But got some work to do.
Yeah, definitely. So Landry, you know, there's this report out there that there was a miscommunication between the coach and Trae Young. How does something like that happen?
Well, I mean, it's an unfortunate part about sports, and the reality is, like, it happens in a lot of different places. Where you have humans, you're going to have messiness at times, and relationships are hard, and they require a lot of work and a little TLC every now and again. So, you know, something like that, you know, it's an unfortunate part about how things like that do get out. You know, I'd be lying to say it doesn't happen. You know, I'm talking in general here, like, more often than not. And it's just part of the business, right? Like, we're in a high demand, pressurized situation in sports, you know, and things grow to what they do. So it's something that we've addressed head on, you know, internally, and we're definitely ready to move forward and get ourselves back on track. Because, you know, when you bring it to the basketball component about last night, we've got a lot of work to do on that front. So these are the things and the distractions that we have to clear up quickly so that we can get back to the main thing, and that's winning basketball games.
Right, exactly. And we'll get to that in just a moment. But I am kind of curious about, kind of broadly, from your playing days and now as a general manager, Landry Fields, you talked about, you know, not letting things kind of leak out here. How difficult is it to whatever happens in the locker room stays in the locker room? How difficult is it to cap stuff like that?
Well, I mean, right now it's actually more challenging than ever, right? Because, you know, like, as with anything, we're human, and we enjoy and need connectivity with others, and we talk. And in this age where something could leak and a tweet can happen, and all of a sudden it ignites this whole fire. It's harder, right? Because more and more people are now exposed to that type of stuff. Whereas before that whole thing, it's like things kind of die out because there's only so far of a reach that it could actually get to. So at this point in time, you know, you're talking with your staff, you're talking with the players, talking with everyone that's in the organization, and just trying to create a culture where, you know, it's a we thing, and we handle these things internally, and, you know, we do our best to try to make sure, like, those things stay internally and we address those. But it's a challenge, man. It's something where we always have to be mindful of that kind of stuff. And it's better to just not have situations like this in the first place. But, you know, I would be naive and it would be unrealistic to say that they don't happen. Cause as I said before, this is just the nature of human relationships, and we kind of wrestle through them, and then we grow, and that's where we're at right now. So got a data point where we can look at and find a growth opportunity here and try to make the pathway forward.
All right, so just a final point on this, and we'll move on, I promise. everything, you know, coaches worked out, Trey's worked out, this has worked out, and we're moving forward and we're past this?
Yeah, that's exactly where it's at. It's something that we've all, as I said before, you know, handled and addressed internally, and just trying to find, you know, a point where we could be better, you know, in our communication and in our relationships with one another, and taking those steps and having a plan in place on how best to do that. So we're in a better spot than we were, and that's the good news. So all moving forward and getting to where we ultimately want to be.
So now how can we fix this fourth quarter, man? I mean, you know, I'm watching the game. Just let me tell you what I was doing last night, Landry. So I'm watching the game, and I'm like, oh, Hawks got this. It's going great for three quarters. Then that fourth quarter rolls around, man, and it's like, I mean, what's going on? I mean, what happened from your perspective?
Well, I mean, Oklahoma City, you know, what they do is they're a drive and attack team. Like, that's what they do. Relative to the general NBA, they're not as great of a three-point shooting team, and they sort of lived in our paint last night. And when that happens, those are, you know, technically easier shots to make because you're closer to the basket. So percentages go up, and now we find ourselves, like, in a game and in a battle with that. So, hey, they stuck to what they do well, and, you know, they did what they had to do. But for us, like, it's all about getting guys out of our paint, defense at the point of attack, and not putting so much pressure on our back line there. I mean, I think that was a major difference in the ballgame for sure.
Landry Fields, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. What is it that you look at and say, okay, this is where we have to be better? Is it defense of the paint? What, they get 58 last night in the paint? Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it end of game situations? Is it not playing down to your competition level? What is it that this team has to overcome now in order to maybe get on a run?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the first part. It is something where we have to contain the ball on the perimeter. And I could, that just keeps the integrity of our defense. And it keeps, you know, the other team out of areas where they're going to have a higher probability of success on each possession. So we've got to value each and every possession. You know, everyone kind of looks at it as like the entirety of the game, but if we can break it down into these mini games where every possession is a game in and of itself, and we treat it as such, you know, typically the more wins of possessions you have, you come out with a win at the end of the game. So it's something where you can't take anything for granted, especially in this league. Guys are just too good. You got to be locked in every single moment of the game. Got to continue to, you know, to move the ball. There's a rhythm that happens, and there's a feel and a chemistry when that ball touches other players, and just kind of keeps them engaged and locked in. And, you know, that is all part of it. You know, you can run some of the best plays in the world, have the best ATOs, and your playbook could be phenomenal, but there's that component of making sure, like, guys are staying locked in, they're focused. You know, they're sharing the ball with one another. They're guarding their yard, as we call it, and making sure that they're doing the things that they need to do individually and buying into their role to the best of their ability. And then that's when the collective unit comes and we have greater success at the end of the game. You know, like last night, like our fourth quarter, just seemed like we kind of lost it and sort of died out there a little bit. Energy got low. Not sure if that was something where we needed to, you know, look at, like, just how tired guys were or whatnot. But, you know, for the most part, this is the NBA. This is the nature of it, and we got to be our best in those situations, especially towards the end of the games.
Is Bogey on some kind of minutes restriction right now?
Yeah. Just with his return to play, we got to make sure that we ease him back into it. You know, he's looked great so far. But we want to make sure that we're thinking about the long term of him going forward.
Can you get Landry Fields, general manager of the Hawks? Can you give us any? Is there anything new on the John Collins and DeAndre Hunter front?
No, just in rehab right now. Progressing for sure. Hopefully, we get these guys back. And gosh, I would love it to be the next few weeks, but we'll see. It's a sort of a day by day thing, and how they're responding to the treatment. And then obviously we got to get them ramped up with their conditioning back on the court and whatnot. So still going to take some time, but yeah, definitely miss those guys. They're extra bodies that we need, and they're obviously great players.
Well, you got one trip here, a quick trip up to New York City, and of course Trey goes back up to
New York City,
Madison Square Garden, where they Landry have you know, serenaded him in the past, as you know, spit on him and everything else you can imagine. So you go to Madison Square and then you go over to Barclays for a quick two-game trip. What are you expecting out of this? Are you hoping that this is what salves the team right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's always exciting to play in New York City at any stage of the season. So this is where, you know, guys got to look at that and got to be in excitement for that. We've got to get back on that horse. Like, this is the season's still relatively young, and this is where we've got to lock back in and try to make a more consistent run at things here. You know, because you never want that, never want the season ball to get away from you, especially this early. So, got to find a way moving forward, especially going into New York City, where, you know, it's always electrifying and fans are great there. So, got to keep our eyes on the prize and maintain our vision of trying to be championship caliber. And, you know, that's not as much objectives and goals as it is an everyday approach and habits to our craft. So I think our guys will be ready, though.
Landry, as always, do appreciate good luck going up to New York, and we'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate you.
All right, guys. All right, thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.